Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Thank you for joining us today as we share together in God's precious Word. Here's Senior Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Now notice this, and he shall smite the earth with the rod of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips shall he, what's the next word? Slay the wicked. So we get a little marker right there. During the millennium, the Bible says he's going to slay the wicked, and not the righteous, but the wicked. Now, with that in mind, turn me to Isaiah 65. It kind of zeroes in, if you will, on the millennium, and it speaks of an age. We read in Isaiah 11:4 that he's going to slay the wicked. Isaiah 65 kind of puts a little magnifying glass, if you will, during this time. Look in verse number 20, because of time getting away. Ooh. Verse number 20. There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that had not filled his days. It's speaking of the longevity of life, that an old man has not filled his days. 400, 500, 600 years old, he ain't done yet. Are you getting, he not filled? Are y'all following what he's saying here? Okay. That longevity of life has been restored. Now look at this. For the child shall die 100 years old. And then he makes it a little bit but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. What is this saying, preacher? I believe what this is teaching us, that at the age of 100, remember, the longevity of life has been restored. And these unbelievers who are born to the mother and father who has entered into the millennium, they have children. Their child gets up to reach 100 years of age. If he's not trusted Christ as his Savior, Isaiah 11:4 says God's going to slay the wicked. In Isaiah 65, it says at 100 years old. So how I put this together, you may think I'm wrong and you may think I'm crazy, but that's okay. At 100 years of age, I believe the Bible teaches that God cuts them off. At 100 years of age, they're going to be accursed and they're going to die at 100 years of age. And he still calls them a child. Because you remember, people were 400, 500, 600, 700, 800, 900 years old. And they look at, man, he was just a kid. He was only 100 years old. He was in the prime of his life, 100 years old. Turn me to Acts chapter number 3. If I don't get through this, I'll have to finish this next week. I promise I'll be done next week. Y'all believe that, don't you? Are y'all enjoying this study?
Amen.
Okay. Isaiah chapter number... slow down. Acts chapter number 3. Let's begin in verse number 20. Acts chapter number 3, verse number 20. And he shall send you Jesus Christ, which was preached unto you. Now, just to get the context, Peter is preaching after the ascension of Jesus Christ. And so Peter is preaching future, not past. When Peter says, he shall send you Jesus Christ, which is speaking of the millennial reign of Christ, yet future, whom the heaven, verse number 21, who the heaven must receive until the time of the restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all of his holy prophets since the world began. He's speaking of the kingdom. In the Old Testament, all the Old Testament prophets were looking for the kingdom. Even in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, when Jesus is ascending, the apostles said, Lord, will thou at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? So all the Old Testament up to the ascension of Christ, they were looking for the kingdom. And so that's what is referring to here in verse number 21, that kingdom will come. And they've been looking for that since the world began. Now, verse number 22. For Moses truly said unto the fathers, a prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren like unto me. And he shall, and him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he say unto you. Now look at verse number 23, and he's talking about the future. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet in the millennial reign of Christ shall be destroyed from among the people. So we get references here in the Old Testament and references here in the New Testament about that millennial reign of Christ where God will slay people, God will destroy people. And we see in Isaiah 65 at the age of 100, I believe that's the cutoff point. So people will die in the millennium, and these are unbelievers, Christ rejectors, if you will. And I got 3 minutes, and I'll finish this next section. Jesus himself will teach in the millennium. And all God's people said,
amen.
Can you imagine that? Jesus is ruling and reigning, and Jesus himself will be the teacher. Jesus, in the beginning, was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Can you imagine the very Word, the very living Word, teaching the Word of God? That is, some of y'all get that on the way home. The Word will teach the Word. Look in Isaiah 2:3. Isaiah 2:3. And I won't finish this section today because we got to finish here. People are already standing up outside. I don't want to get through this. Let me just do this one passage and we'll pick up on it next week. Let's begin in verse number 1 so that you could understand this is the millennial reign of Christ. The millennial reign of Christ is speaking. The word that Isaiah the son of Amaz saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains and shall be established above the hills, and all the nations shall flow unto that, unto it. They're going to go to Jerusalem in the millennium. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his path. For out of Zion shall come forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. And look in verse number 4. And he shall judge among the nations and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Neither shall nation lift up swords against nations, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk into the light of the Lord. In the millennium, Jesus himself will be our great teacher. Imagine going to Sunday school and letting Jesus teach us some things. Won't that be something? And I'll be done with this. The more I get into Bible study, and the more I realize how much I don't know. When I was young and I went to Bible school, and that was many years ago, I thought, man, I know it all now. 3-4 years of Bible school and church all my life. But the more I'm in the Bible, the more, the dumber I really am. There's so much to learn from the Word of God. It never gets old. And in the millennium, Jesus is going to teach us from this book. You believe that? Amen and amen. And I hope you're there. Let me repeat this phrase, and then I'm going to close in prayer. I may know all the doctrines of the Bible, but unless I know Christ, then there's not one of them that can save me. You can sit here and get all the classes of the millennium you want about the rain, all these things, people being born, people dying, the tree of life, all these things. But if you don't know Christ, none of that gets you to heaven. And all God's people said,
amen.
I pray you know him as your Savior. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. Lord, we thank you for your book. Lord, it gets us through the day to know that we have victory in Jesus. Lord, we pray that you'll bless our morning worship, our singing, our praying, Lord, our offerings, the preaching, the invitation, that everything will be done to your glory. Receive praise. In Jesus' name we pray.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Senior Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.